Oasis Audio presents Sisters of the Quilt, Book 3, When the Soul Mends, by Cindy Woodsmall, read for you by Jill Schellebarger. Chapter 1. Hannah's car faded into the distance of the paved horizon, the cold concrete chilling Martin's bare feet and the lukewarm cup of coffee in his hand confirmed that this was no way to begin a Saturday morning. Watching the place where Hannah's vehicle had disappeared, Kevin and Lissa slowly stopped waving. For the first time since Hannah had landed in Ohio, 2.5 years ago, and not yet 18, she was on her way back to her Pennsylvania home and the old order Amish family she'd left behind. Maybe he should have insisted on going with her. Lissa tugged at the hem of his T-shirt.
She packed a lot of stuff.
His niece's big brown eyes reflected fears she didn't know how to voice at 5 years old. Martin tried to catch Kevin's eye to see how he was doing, but he stared at the ground. Hannah really hadn't packed very much, but this had to feel like a replay of when their mother ran off months ago. When Faye had packed a lot of things into her car, she dropped Kevin and Lissa off with Hannah while Martin was at work, and never returned. Martin suppressed a sigh, tossed the brown liquid from his cup onto the green grass, and held out his hand to Lissa. "She'll be back, guys." Lissa slid her hand into his.
"Promise?"
"Yes, absolutely." Martin gave her hand a gentle squeeze. "Her sister called to say that a good friend of Hannah's had an accident and is in the hospital. She'll probably be back in time for her classes on Monday. Wednesday, at the latest." Kevin shoved his hands deep into his pockets.
"I didn't know she had a sister."
Martin shrugged.